You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to be joined in the studio now by Chris Kerlick, who is the man behind SAMFest, which is going to be Saturday at Hidden Creek Resort. It benefits St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Chris, thanks for being on Sounds Good today.
Thanks for having me here. I'm glad to be here.
First of all, let's talk about the inspiration for SAMFest now in its fourth year. Tell us about Sammy Crutcher.
Sammy Crutcher was a local musician. He played around Paducah back in the 70s. He played up and down 79. He played all over western Tennessee. He did play in Nashville some. But in the fifth grade, I was lucky enough to be there the day Chuck Simons and Phil Shelton walked up to him and asked him if he wanted to be in the band. And they immediately loved him. And when he got to the ninth grade, he was first chair at the Murray High drum section in the band. And a lot of the older upperclassmen resented that. But for 4 years, he was number one chair starting in the ninth grade. But he played fraternity parties around Murray first off. And then he moved to Paducah and played a while. He went on the road with, Our Brother's Keeper. And he was with a country band called Leather and Lace for quite a few years. They were nationwide. He was with a group, Magic, in the Midwest, and they fronted Styx for 24 nights. And he was in a band, When, Who, and Why. That's when he played in Paducah. But his last band was Nightfish, which would have been Roger Younger and Bill Shelton. And they're still going with their new drummer, Kevin Wolfe. And Nightfish is going to be at Hot August this year. They'll be the first band on Saturday. But some of his influences, he was influenced by John R. at WLAC in Nashville, Tennessee. He listened to him a lot. He was influenced by Greg Allman and Delbert McClinton. And the Beatles were one of his really special groups.
We all lose people that we're close to, but not everyone who passes gets a festival named after them. What was your inspiration for starting SAMFest?
Well, the day Sammy Crutcher passed away, his friends just came to me and said, you need to do this. And I had no choice at first, but it seemed like a challenge, but it gets easier every year I deal with this. And it is an honor to me, and I just hope some people can remember Sam and where they've seen him or if they've seen him. And I hope a lot of them come out to our festival this weekend. It'll be bluegrass and country and rock and roll. So you'll have your choice of music. And if you'd like to donate to St. Jude and not attend, you can get online at www.stjude.org, lowercase, and select special events and then SAMFest 4, and you can donate online without attending. And if you do attend, we are collecting food for a need line of Callaway County and Henry County.
So again, it's important to get the business out of the way. Tell everybody where the event is. Tell them about the bands they're going to be playing. And also, I think it's important to point out to everyone, this is a family-friendly event.
Oh, that's yes, it is.
Is very important to you.
Yes, we've never had any violence at any of the 4 years that we've had this, and we've never had any drunk drivers just have anything bad go on. So do bring the children. There'll be food. There'll be T-shirts. But all the benefits are going to St. Jude. And some of our local sponsors would be the Big Apple Cafe and McCallum Custom Painting, Jeff Green General Contractors, RJ's Lounge in Paris, and Hot August Blues is a sponsor, and the Tennessean Golf Course, along with Kendall Cars in Murray. And the address, if you need a GPS address, it's Hidden Creek Campground, 2576 West Antioch Road, Springville, Tennessee. That's 2576 West Antioch Road, Springville, Tennessee. And that'll help you find the event. But we do have a lot of bands. We've got some bluegrass, which would be the Kentucky Opry Players, which is some young talent from the Kentucky Opry in Draffinville, Clay Campbell's group. Mm-hmm. And we'll have Dennis Wayne Bass. He's a local musician. And Clayton Bowles. He's also a local musician. Josh Brown and Kayla Crutcher will be singing. And Sammy's youngest daughter, Sarah, who benefited from the event the first year, she will be singing. But Alonzo Pennington will be there, and of course Nightfish, and then a band from around Paris called the Albino Follicles.
So each of the 4 years, you've had a different organization or a special thing that benefits from SoundFest. Go through each of the four and tell us who you chose to benefit from it and why you chose those organizations.
Well, the first year we benefited Sam's youngest daughter for her college education, and we raised a good amount for her. The next year we benefited American Heart Association, and last year we benefited Relay for Life, and of course this year it's going to be St. Jude. But we change the charity every year so that, you know, different people can get monies to get help. And I think it's going to be the American Heart next year. I think we're going to go back and start all over, but I'm not quite sure about that right now.
So the event, again, it's SoundFest 4. It's going to be Saturday. It starts at noon. About how long do you think the event's going to go?
Probably 10:30.
So it's going to be an entire day of music.
Yes.
And you can bring the family. You don't have to pay. But, of course, the whole point of this is not only to remember Sam, but also to benefit, in this case, St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. So, of course, donations are encouraged.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And like I say, I'll give you that web address again, www.lowercasestjude.org, select special events, and then enter SoundFest Roman numeral 4, and you can donate online.
Well, Chris Kerlick, is there anything else about SoundFest 4 that you'd like to talk about?
Well, I'd just like to talk about a lot of the people that have helped me this year and in years past. And we've always had a good turnout, plenty of kids and sunshine. And I'm hoping the weather will agree with us this year so we can help out these children in Memphis. And it's always been good. We've always had good crowds, you know, and so far it's been so good. So I'm hoping for another good year and we can help these children in Memphis. They say it takes $1.8 million a day to run St. Jude's, and that money's got to come from somewhere. It doesn't just appear out of the sky. But thank you for having me on here today, and I'm glad I got to let the people know what this is all about.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for being on Sounds Good today. And again, that is SoundFest 4. It's going to be Saturday. Starts at noon. It's at Hidden Creek Campground at 2576 West Antioch Road in Springville.